I thought it was just a few people of it. Must be something you really like, you're still here. And what better place to be in this crazy world? This is really cozy here now. This is how I like it, like that now. So that's how it looks like that when you... That's good. Now I see everything now. Karuna also still here? I thought you were going to India or something. Still? You asked me for some places there, no? You know, you just have to go. It's the kind of place. Just go and see what happens, like that. No, not much planning is needed. Where I was when I was there, no? Now it's a new noun. Now it's a new noun, no? If you're lucky, you find the true India. Otherwise, you can always come back here. This is the true India here. This is the India you're looking for, no? It's here. Very funny. No, Bhavya, you wrote me a long letter, no? Now I will answer you now. How are you doing? Right now is good, no? So stay in the now. Yeah? That's the art. Then it's always great. Yeah. That's why I'm wondering why you go other places? Why you go other places? Why not just stay now? Then it's great. Then you forget that. Then you get tempted. You go other places. Then you forget where you come from. Then you suffer. Beloved Master, thank you for all the gifts, for love, for silence, for everything. I want to share with you about my work and involvement in Dharma Mountain. I love so much to be involved and to work here. For me, it is to be of service to you and the Sangha, and also my arena for learning and gradually becoming more real. To be with you and to be at Dharma has changed my life totally, and I'm so grateful for everything that I receive. And I'm very lucky to work and stay here in the valley. My health is getting worse, and it's my body telling me that I'm not taking care of myself in the best way. But inside of me, my heart is experiencing something so special and so beautiful and so funny. Very often when I'm present and connected to you, or just experience or see or hear something beautiful, it seems my heart wants to express through laughter and tears at the same time. And I laugh helplessly because it is the only expression. Like a new language, it's really fun and crazy. I want more of this. Yes. No, don't hold yourself back of this, no. When you have found something that is really fun and really happy and what the heart wants, then you have to dive in then. So it is the body that needs attention. I see now that I'm not able to work more than a few hours during the day, and I need to have a rest 2 days off to be rested again and have the energy to work again. Yeah. This is how it is, Bhavya. And you, like most people, are so well trained to do and be so good and efficient. And that has to stop, because you are not here to prove anything. You are not here to prove anything. What is, I'm telling you again and again, you have to take care of yourself. You have to be relaxed. You have to love yourself. But this is one thing when you just hear it with your intellect, with your mind. It doesn't go in. You have to take care, you have to relax, you have to love yourself, unconditional love yourself. You cannot listen with the mind, you have to feel it. And if you feel it, if you take it in, then it's guaranteed it will transform you. And only God knows when those words goes into your heart, into your mind, into your being. Because only when that happens can that transformation happen. Otherwise, you can listen and listen and listen and listen and listen, but it's just with your intellect. So this is where you are now, and many people, in fact most people, have to go through this, because most people live in just doing. And because you are trained so good to be so good and so professional and so efficient and functioning so much out of fear and guilt, and being loved, then you forget the most obvious, just to love yourself. And before you love yourself, how can you love anybody else? It's impossible. Then you're always functioning from a separation, you and the other. Even here, you get into the doing. You forget why is really available. So you say your body is so tired that just working an hour, you need a few days to be rested. So how come we are pushing ourselves so much? And then you also become in comparison with other people, which as you also have done. You can't compare yourself if you have exhausted. You can't compare yourself with other. Look now, you are comparing yourself with other girls that is very healthy still. So then it's suffering, because comparing is suffering. No? Then either is suffering because you are less than them, or is suffering because you feel that you are more than them. Either you are worse or you are better. So this is the dilemma of the mind. It's always in the opposite. Either you are higher, you are better than people, or you are worse, you are looser. Nobody is as bad as me. So why not be yourself? This is the thing. But those words have to go into your heart. And when that happens, then the transformation happens. But who knows when it will happen? You have to be at the right place. Which is now. For you, it is now. Because now you couldn't push yourself anymore. And sometimes it has to be like that. To get that realization, we have to push ourselves. Because we are so stubborn. And we are so ruled by all this doing, all this fear, all this guilt, all this competition. So when that happens, then your whole work takes a different flavor also, because you come out of a deep relaxation and love and energy for what you're doing. Of course, you always loved what you are doing here. That I know. But you have to listen to your body. You have to take care of yourself. What is Baba saying all the time? First thing, be responsible. But instead, we are so trained that we're going to be responsible for everything else except ourselves, which has been your situation and most people's situation. No, if the body is very sick or tired or exhausted or has something problem, then you have to listen, because the body is very innocent. It is the mind that is not innocent, it's the mind that is tricky. So the body has its own wisdom. So you have to listen to the body. And how do you listen to the body? By becoming more sensitive, by becoming more relaxed, by becoming more meditative, by feeling. That is the only way. You have to feel it. Then your own body will tell you what you need to do. That is what I mean with courage to listen. Courage to stand up for your own intelligence, your own heart, your own understanding. But you cannot do that before you have that consciousness that you can listen. And maybe you don't want to listen because it's so much to deal with. And then it becomes more and more and more and more and more. And everything is outside instead of feeling ourself. And you say, this is not conscious, and I'm sorry that I'm slow to learn. Don't be sorry, be happy that you see. That is another thing. No, don't dwell on the past. You said, it's so great now. This is now, we are here. We are more conscious. Then start living more conscious then. You have to use your insight from now. Not what you could have done. And the result after all this, again I have more pain and I gain more weight. I feel my body is saying that this is serious this time. I really need to change into a slower pace. Yes. But isn't it amazing we have to go that far? But that is how we are. It's nothing special for you, it's how people are. Or we have to get cancer, we have to get an accident, or we have to be very sick, or we have to do this, or we have to do that, we have to lose somebody. Then we start waking up. This is, you have to see the reality of it, the seriousness of it. It's not enough just to listen to me. You have to act. You have to take responsibility. And only you can transform yourself. I maybe start the journey. And I can support it. But you have to be responsible for yourself. The truth is in you. Don't be focused just on the outside. I'm not able to be present in both taking care of me and taking care of Dharma. And it has been like that for a while now. Yes. But you have to take that responsibility. That's the thing. And because you are taking long time and that you are so slow to learn, like many people, then you push yourself, you go against yourself. And then the outcome will be that you become negative towards others, to yourself, even to me, even to Dharma. This is how it works, because you are going against yourself. Then you find you don't take responsibility over how you feel. You don't listen to your own truth. Then you become resentful for something on the outside. If you are truthful to yourself, you never have anything with the outside or with anybody else, because it's nothing to do with anybody. Everything has to do with yourself, with how you live your life. That is responsibility. And the only way to become free of this is to go in, to find out who you are. I have chosen to no longer be part of the team. Yes, and the whole team will support you totally. That you're not part of the team, because everybody wants you and everybody else to take care of themselves. Just don't go so far that it becomes like a defeat. Be truthful to yourself and be happy that you are truthful. You see the habit of the mind, you want to hide your own truth, your own insight. Then it becomes, that's how you create sickness also. You create the friction because you're not truthful to yourself. And how can you be happy if your body is in pain? If the body needs something, you need to take care of it. You have to start with the basics. Because that's where you are. You have to start building up. You can't just build the roof. First you have to have the foundation. Some people, they just... oh, it's raining so much, let's put up the roof. They put up 4 bamboo poles and a heavy roof. How long will that last? You have to prepare. You have to be intelligent. And it is an art to function on all levels. But there's no way you can escape. You have to take responsibility on all levels in life. Your comments to Bansi's letter in satsang was so important to me, and I know that what is happening now can be the greatest opportunity to growth for me. I ask for your guidance. Please help me to see clearly in this situation. Ask and it will be given to you. You see also, even that Bansi who was so frozen, when you see your brothers, your sisters are going through it, then it gives you courage also to don't live in that foolishness, to suffer unnecessary. Everybody has this. It doesn't matter if you have been here a long time or little time. You are all fools. But nothing wrong to be a fool. You are divine fools. Divine fools you are. Somebody who is identified with the mind, with the personality, they feel like a fool. That is a loser in the normal world. You're just a fool. Then they hit themselves. Then when they realize that they are divine beings, then they be divine fools. Then they have a good time. Then they have a real good time. Yes, then you can call me a fool. Who cares? I'm not identified with this person who was suffering. So that's why I'm transforming just ordinary fools into divine fools. Then you are untouched by whatever people or situation you are in. But sometimes it's a heavy work. But how fun it is when it starts cracking. Crack, 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 crack. How is the chickens going? Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. So, my dear Bhavya, you have to learn, which I think more or less everybody has to learn, because there's very few who are so intelligent that they come into this world and they can go through it without being affected by the childhood, the society, the conditioning, the beliefs, the ideas. Very few. Very, very, very few. You have to go through that. But when you see it, you have to learn not to push yourself so much. Not to create so much tension in your life. You have to take this new awareness that I'm reminding you of, that you have, to use that awareness, that consciousness, in new ways. Now you can see. Then the next thing is to integrate it. If that rings true, which what this does, that's why you're all here. Something gets triggered in you, you know. In your being, in your heart, in your soul, you know this is the truth. So I spark that, I remind you, you have it. No, you have to integrate that in yourself so it becomes real. Not just the belief, but it becomes a reality. Then you have to start living it, standing up for it, with friends, with family, with society. Then you integrate it. And before that happens, you will never become integrated, you will never become free. You have to live your own truth. You have to stand up for your own insights. Many things are coming up now, and I want to share more with you about this. What more is it now? Nothing. Yes, that's why I don't want things to be more. Let's finish it. Once and for all, let's finish it. So now let's have peace. No more coming up, and more coming up, and more coming up. Blah, blah, blah. Not enough. Let's cut it at the root. Everything is okay. Why is it so difficult for us to accept that everything is okay? That everything is good. Not only good, but it's, like you said, great. It's great. Let that be your mantra. It's great. You have to start loving and listening to yourself. There's no way around it. I still want to be involved in the booking and reception as long as it's needed. Yes, you don't need to run around. No, you can just sit. That's the perfect thing. It's the perfect age for lazy people, because you don't even need to work, go to work. You can sit at home, you have your computer, you have your telephone, you're booking, you organize, you can do so much, you can do the account, everything is there. Just sit at home and relax. And take a walk. Whatever you need. Some people need to run around, and that's great. Otherwise, it would be very boring. Everybody sits. Then it would be very boring. We have to have somebody that runs around also. Just be yourself, whatever that expression through your body wants to be. I hope my health will be better and that I can be a part of these creative projects in Dharma Mountain and what is needed to take care of your beautiful place. I love this place so much. I love you. Thank you for everything. Love, Bhavya. No, you're good, Bhavya. Know when you have stood up for it, which I was waiting for. I always wait for you guys to be true. What can I do? I'm very happy. Know when you have taken the step, everything is clear and there's no more things coming up. You can just relax in it. That's the plan. Then you have to live now consciously as relaxed as you can. Because that's what you need, that's what you say you need. You need to take care. Without any planning or as little planning as needed. As little planning as possible. So you just start getting used to living life without any planning. If you have the opportunity, do it. Then you break that habit more and more consciously. And you have to practice. You have to practice to live natural. Because we have forgotten it. So then if you have the opportunity, don't have any plans. Let the day take care of itself. Do only what is needed to do. When you don't have more bread, go to the supermarket. Like that. When you feel like go for a walk, go for a walk. When you feel like laying down, lay down. Then you will realize slowly, slowly, that you don't need to do much. Life take care of itself. You have such a deep habit that you always want to plan, you always want to do. So, nothing wrong with that, just don't become identified with it. And that's what we do. So many people got so identified. No, Rahi also recognized himself, yes. And Bansi also, what's his problem? You get identified with this instead of remembering who you really are. What is really possible. When that is changed, you have the right focus of in your divine nature, in your peace, in your consciousness. Then you can do anything. It doesn't affect you. The other way, then you totally get identified. with your personality, with the body, you forget your divine nature, your own heart, your own truth, then everything becomes messy. And everything becomes conflict with yourself and thereby with others. This is how it is. That's how it is. I remind you of the truth of love, of peace. Don't let that be a conflict with how you see it. It's only one truth. It's only one love. It has to be integrated on all levels. It's not a separation between your truth, your love, my love. Let it be one. See things as they are. If your body is tired, good. If you have energy in the physical body, work. Easy.
Speak of this love, make me.
But you have to realize that it will take time to integrate your new insight, your heart, into your life. You have to practice. You have to practice to be more gentle with yourself, to be more truthful to yourself, to relax, to go more slow, to be more sensitive. To feel. And this is the only way you have to integrate the new. So, before you were totally unconscious, then what can be expected from somebody who's totally unconscious? Nothing. Just a mess. Just unconsciousness. Now your consciousness is waking up. You see, you feel. Not only you see and feel, you realize things. You see clearly how things are. Then you have to start living it. What helps that new awareness? It has to become integrated into your life. Bringing more sensitivity, more love, more truth, more relaxation. Break old habits that created this tension, this stress, this fears. You have to do it consciously. What happened to the sun, Savin? It was going to be sun today, no? Vimal, why you put up this? It's not a sun, it's cold. Take it down. You thought it was still full summer down here? Det är mycket frio. Don't even have any coffee or tea or anything. What is it? How can you come down here and nothing? Ay, ay. Beloved Babaji, I wanted to formulate a question that is related to practical life, which I am in a lot these days and which I experience as a paradox. In everyday life, one has to do practical things and take decisions, and this fills up most of the day. In which way can this activity function as a support to stay only in touch with truth, with you? Love and gratitude, Bansi. My fool on the hill. Bansi, are you back? You're trying to formulate the question? Huh? Forget it. Just forget it. I mean, look at you, formulate the question. Related to practical life. What do you want me to say about it? I tried to formulate an answer. If you go on trying to formulate something, we will sit there and try to formulate forever. It means thinking. It means mind. If you have a question, put it out. Nothing to formulate. It's like, hey, do you have any matches? And trying to formulate how to ask for a box of matches. Hello. Be a little more simple, Bansi. Why make it so difficult? You see, now I have so much problem with you. No, you're trying to formulate this. Just be easy. I don't have problem with you. You have problem with yourself. I wanted to formulate a question that is related to practical life, which I am in a lot these days, and which I experience as a paradox. Everybody, all in practical life, you have to be practical. I experience as a paradox. Why should it be a paradox? It means that it's opposite something else. Why not a wholeness? Why should it be a paradox? Practical life, you have to be practical. It means whatever is needed to be done in this physical reality, material world, you do. That's easy. You don't need to think about that. You just do what is needed to do. And life is a paradox. What is the meaning of life? You do all this and then you die. It's a paradox. Look now, this Savini told it's going to be so sunny, clear blue sky. Look now, it's cloudy. What's a paradox? You have to go beyond the paradox. Otherwise, you will always be perplexed in the paradox of life. It means the mind. The only way to have peace is to go beyond the paradox. It means the opposite. Paradox means the opposite. The meeting of the opposite, that is a paradox. Why put it into this and that, practical life, and what is a non-practical life then? It's a spiritual life. Huh? For example, why should that be, why not have a practical spiritual life? Is that the paradox? Or a spiritual practical life? Huh? Is that any paradox there? Do you feel this paradox? No? Maybe not when I put it out. There is no paradox. Life is a paradox through the mind, because it's the opposite. That's how we always been confused. The spiritual life, material life. Life and death. What a paradox. No, it's light. In 10 hours it will be totally black here. It doesn't make sense at all. So, the only way to go beyond it is to accept things as they are. You have everything you need to function in a practical way. And you have everything you need to function in a spiritual, meditative way. Why make a conflict? We are in this physical world. That means we have to be practical. If you're not practical, you just make a mess. You have to take care of practical things. That is, otherwise, how can you not? You cannot function if you are not dealing with the things you need for your practical life, for your body. That is when that is settled, which is the basis. Then only can you start enjoying and relaxing and go into the deeper qualities in your being, of yourself, of peace, of enjoyment, of meditation. And if you get totally settled into meditation, into your being, into your consciousness, which is beyond any paradox, it is transcendental to the mind, beyond the mind, then only and only then there is harmony. Out from that harmony, you do whatever is needed, depending on your life, your situation, what is needed to do, what your responsibilities are due. But this comes out from a total understanding, because you are in harmony. You seeing, you accepting, this is my life. There is no conflict. There is no paradox. And there is nothing to formulate either. It's just to live it. You do what is needed to do. In everyday life, one has to do practical things and take decisions. And this fills up most of the day. In which ways can this activity function as a support to stay in touch with truth, with you? Only by going beyond your personality. Your little mind that has this kind of conflicts. Why should it be a conflict? It's because you're getting lost in it. You're getting identified in the little things. Then it can become a drag. It takes up all your energy, those little things. What I remind you about is you come back to the bigger picture. To your being, to your truth. Then, from there, you are settled there, you can do anything. But you don't forget yourself. You don't forget the truth. If that is not integrated, then you will forget. You will get lost in all the decisions, all the practical things that you have to do every day. All this functioning. That's why it's so important to be steady, to integrate it. And my feeling is that you haven't really taken responsibility for that. It's a new phase for you. You came very easy in it because you were very close. From the beginning. No, you have to do it consciously. And it can only be integrated when it's consciously done. You have to do it. This is what I need. You have to go in. This is why all the techniques, all the masters threw down the centuries, they said, is so important to stay in touch with yourself, with the guru, with your heart, with the meditation, if that helps, with the ceremony that connects you to it, the picture of the master, or feeling that space inside, or a silent meditation, whatever that helps you to be connected with that which is beyond any conflict. That is what is needed. And slowly, slowly, becoming settled in it. Then there is no paradox in it. There's no conflict in it. If you really see the necessity and you have the longing, you have the understanding that this is what I want, then you never stray away because your direction is only one direction. If you don't have that, then again and again you will lose it. That nobody can do. It's like we have to suffer till we break through. Or we break down. And in that breakdown maybe something else can come up. It has to become an insight. And out of that insight there will only be that direction. You become focused. I'm going there. Then if somebody screams to you at the side of the road, come and buy hot dogs, you are not distracted. Anything can happen. Then you do what is needed. You go that direction, that path you have to go. This is the direction. And that direction is in, to be centered, to come back to yourself, to find out who you are. That is the only direction there is. Then realizing that, then you can do anything. And it's a fact that we do so much that is not needed. We are slaves of doing. So even if you have a busy life, which very few really have here, looking at this gang, then it's just the habit of the mind that you don't have time to just sit and feel the sun. This is the habit. It's so difficult. I'm not saying it's easy, because it's not easy to break an old habit, not even to drink Coca-Cola or Solo is easy. What to say about this? This is your whole identity. It's your whole burden, it's your whole past for thousands of lives. You have to take time to see, this is what I want. I want to be free. I want to be centered. I want to be connected. I want to be truthful. So then your whole gestalt, your whole focus changed on the problems with these practical things or any decisions. You become centered in yourself. And out of that place, whatever decision you have to take in this physical life, or any practical things you have to do, you do. There is absolutely no conflict in it. Because this is what is needed to do, but you don't do anything that is not needed. Everything becomes very clear. That can only be clear when you are not influenced by your personality, your ego, your mind. You have to come back to yourself. In which way can this activity function as a support to stay in touch with truth with you? It all comes down to how connected you are, Bansi. How connected you are with truth, with me, with that Santa. How devoted you are to that seeking. Because if you really love someone, if you really love something, how can you forget it? It's impossible. Your focus is going there. Your whole energy is going there spontaneously. It's nothing that you have to think about. If I'm desperate to go to a place, I don't think about any other place. I go to that place. If somebody, every day now, you have so many people from Africa trying to escape. Just now it was 500 people drowning in the Mediterranean in little boats. They are risking everything just to get away from the madness. Their own life, because they have nothing to lose. They are hoping for something better. Do you think they think about where they're coming from? They are thinking about where they are going. Is there hope? About any decision, no, they have taken the decision. That is the main decision. That main decision, everything else disappeared. This is how it is, even in a much bigger way. If you have decided, if you really want to be connected, if you really want to stand up for yourself, then you are connected. You don't get lost in little things. Then the problem comes. So it depends how committed you are to that. Or if you get involved in your little things, personal dreams, ideas. If you surrender to the whole takes care. And then whatever you do, you are connected. Because all doing has to do with the physical. And that has nothing to do with your essence, with your heart, with your soul. Then your heart, your soul is always connected, no matter what you do. You can do anything. That's why all scriptures, they all say the same. You can do anything. But your focus is always on God, on truth, on the Guru. That is the way out. That's why Krishna says, surrender everything to me and I will free you. Whatever you do, you're thinking about that truth, that love, something that has touched you. No, if you are not ready, if you don't see the necessity of it, then you will forget. That's why it can be a very long journey and it can be a very short journey. But it doesn't do whatever is needed. That has nothing to do with your soul. the body has to do its practical things. We are half body and soul. In fact, we are not half. We are only soul and a very little, tiny body. How come this huge universal soul has settled in this little body? So, when you recognize that again, that you are the divine spirit, then what is the problem of taking some practical decisions here in this physical life? Nothing. Because you have the big picture. You remember who you are. That's the meaning of finding out who you are. Then everything changes. And things that could be such a big problem, such a big issue, it just disappears. It's not even that it drops, it just evaporates. Because you're functioning on a totally different plane of consciousness. So Bansi, do whatever is needed, practical thing and decisions. That has to do, just your mind is intelligent enough, everybody has a mind that they can function like that. But just have your whole being, your heart, your soul connected with something else, then everything becomes a lila, a play. And if you forget that, then anything can become a burden. It all depends on you. You have to come back to yourself. You have to live in that place. You have to take responsibility for your own heart, your own truth. But it's good, just go on, formulate whatever, because it keeps us busy. But it's good, because now one chapter is finished, it's something new now. So now, at least when Madhav is not here, I can tease you, and that's very good. Because I always need somebody to tease. You know, Madhav is not Somali, is not a... Who can I tease if you not tease? And many people, they are very serious still. They get so hurt. I have to be very careful. But you have been so much around that at least you know I have broken you down a few times. So you can be an example. And then other people also, above you, they can come out with their conflicts. How that is good. Don't let any fear rule your life. That cripples you. No, don't let any guilt rule your life. That cripples you. Just stand up and look at yourself and come back to that which is always there. Beloved Master, I want to share how it's going now being back in Holland. I'm so grateful to have been in the summer retreat and later in the spirit of freedom. Looking back at the retreats, gives me this living connection with you. Getting sannyas, it felt like surrendering. I connected again with all traumas around birth. I can feel the influence of all traumas in my heart, on my heart. And through reliving and seeing these traumas, they disappear step by step. Everything that you see, you understand clearly, disappears. The last day of the retreat, I could feel what satsang can do with me. I had the feeling I was dissolving in your eyes and that you penetrated me. There were moments of disappearing into you. There was no you and no me, only this energy. Writing this, these shivas are going over my back. And in daily life, all the worries are becoming less. The fears are fainting and trust is growing. Trust that with you I am on the right path. Each day I feel connected. And my body is reacting to it also. I lost 10 kilos. High blood pressure is going down. And I'm reducing a lot any pills that I had to take. This is the sign when something is right. Everything starts falling into a new harmony. You start functioning on a higher level. But there's nothing you can do. It happens. It happens by understanding it. Otherwise, you can try very hard this way, that way, looking at your old traumas, looking at your diet, looking at how you behave, looking at practical things, looking at relationships, looking at anger, looking at fear. Goes on and on and on and on and on. But when you connect to the source, to the center, to a loving heart, then everything starts spreading from there. It changes by itself. It's not like you need to work on it, it just disappears. It's really a miracle, but that's how it is. It's a total transformation. Because you are functioning now more and more in the center instead of the surface. Beloved Master, thank you for being willing to help us. I feel so grateful that you want to share your being with us and come from the space you are to us. When I see what happens with me in the crowd, in the city, I realize how great the gift is that you want to share and that you come to our level of consciousness. Now being back in Holland, I still feel so connected with you. Thank you, my Master. I'm so grateful that trust is rising in the knowing that you are here and there. Your disciple, Dorje. This is how it is. The distance doesn't matter. If your heart lives in that truth, if you are connected with something that is beyond time, timelessness, which is what love, consciousness is, that is what it means by being close, not physically closed. You can be physically closed and not be here at all. You can be thousands of miles away and be very close. Very, very close. It all depends of how connected you are. I just had to read some letters from this Dorje and Madhu because they are so crazy. They go on writing me all the time now because they're so in love. And they are like teenagers again, but in a very more conscious way. Oh, my master, this afternoon we phoned with Bolnath, and it was so good that he is in Herdalen again. Bolnath, you are here, you see? You are also coming up now. You have a connection with Madhu and Dorje. How come you escaped off here now? You've been all the time. You have to come everywhere now, you know that. It's the only way. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just like these two. They come everywhere now. For us, he is a real fellow traveler and a friend from the first day we met. And really, not because we are all still smokers. So that's it. So you have something in common, huh? It's not so easy. All the smokers have to stick together. They should have a really intimate friendship because it's not so many anymore. So anybody that smokes used to take contact with Bolnath and Dorje and Madhu and then smoke. Remember Babaji and smoke. Like we had in the ashram with Osho also, we had smoking temple. No? And why you make smoking temple? Because then maybe you will be more conscious when you were smoking. Not just like, you know, hiding in the bushes smoking, but no. Smoking a Marlboro, like Marlboro again, man, in the temple. You make a ceremony, conscious smoking, then there's nothing wrong with it. Just feel it. So we keep contact, and he told us that there will be a surprise satsang tomorrow. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, and here we are. Both of us thought of just booking a flight right now, renting a car on the airport and run to you. Tears in our eyes. But it's not really possible. But. And again, all this laughter. That's how it is when you are so excited. You just want to. When it is like that, then you don't forget and your whole focus is there. You're just ready to jump on the plane, run. I know this very well. When Osho left the ranch, then he had a whole world tour. And the American government stopped him for getting visa in all the countries that he came to. I think he was in over 20 countries we tried to settle down. But all the politicians and America was behind. They didn't want to support him. And at last, he gave up and went back to India. Then as soon as I heard he was in India, it was like that. First plane. That I remember very well. He was with an Indian friend who I knew also, in Indian sannyasis in Bombay. And as soon as I heard that now he landed there and he's staying in that house, and I knew that sannyasin, then I ran to the airport. And when I came in that living room, and there were only maybe 10, 20 people there, then who cares? That's how it is. And that meeting for me, it was so exquisite, fulfilling, that I could just go back afterwards. I was totally fulfilled. But I didn't. Instead, we went to Pune. First, seek it, then find it, then settle in it, then live it, be it. So be it. Aum Shanti. It is time to focus on that which is real, that which is love, unconditional love, beyond any mind, any conflict, any darkness. Be that you are, always have been, and always will be. Aum Shanti. What a nice place we have here, huh? How come it's so lucky that you sit here in the middle of the forest now? Hmm?
A man of the mountains is here. He's a man among men, a man of the truth has appeared, and is with us again. From the spring of life comes a ray of light, one more light in the world. From the spring of life comes a ray. A man among men.